Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name.
Welcome.
Get up, up off the dance floor.
To Edit Radio Podcast number 833.
Get up and scream my name. Get up, up off the dance floor.
A free weekly podcast.
Get up and scream my name.
New music.
Up off the dance floor.
Old music. Always great music.
Get up and scream my name.
Get up, up. How long do you think I can keep looping this for before we actually start the podcast?
Get up, up off the dance floor.
It's a feeling of great power.
Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name.
Left channel.
Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name.
Right channel.
Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name. Get up, up off the dance
floor. All right, let's get started.
Get up and scream my name.
Welcome.
Get up, up off the dance floor.
And.
Get up and scream my name.
Did.
Get up, up off the dance floor.
Radio.
Get up and scream my name. Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name.
Took me by the tongue, but I'm fluent again. I like the way you cut me, can you do it again? This poison got me feeling like I'm human again. You put up all the walls, I go through it again.
Perfect dance floor summer banger, that is. Genesis Owusu featuring KYE. The song is called Human Again, and indeed officially, welcome to the Edit Radio Weekly Music Podcast, your favorite weekly music podcast on the internet, I'm sure. Although this is we took last week off. This is the first Edit Radio podcast for a couple of weeks. Last week, our Lord and Lady, Kev and Janessa, had to deal with the small business of relocating their life back from the west coast of America back here to England. I believe they've landed safely here, back home. Welcome back to this landmass. It's lovely to have you back. And it's great to have you here, dear listener, to join us on the podcast this week. And if I may say so, what fantastic taste in podcasts you do have. Stick with us for some amazing songs, new offerings from Aldous Harding and Brendan Weddle. Also something from the new album from Sylvan Esso, The Return of Sarface, a couple of live songs. There is so much stuff to come this week. Let's start off with The Thermals.
Dusty paperbacks.
Do you know how short?
If Edit Radio is where new music meets old music, then I think those two songs are a perfect example. Starting off that two-song set, The Thermals. Their album, The Body, The Blood, The Machine, was released in August 2006, making it just over 20 years old. From that album, that was The Thermals, A Pillar of Salt. I had to resist the temptation to play you loads of songs from that album, because that is a really great album. And then from an album which is 20 years old to a brand new album that just dropped, you just heard The Mountain Goats. The new album is called Days. From the album Days, that was the title track, Days. I'm pretty tired this week, and I've forgotten to write a link to get us from The Mountain Goats to this next song, so I will simply say this is new from Aldous Harding. Boy, as I'm recording this on a Sunday evening, it's balmy, there's a gentle breeze, it's the end of summer, the nights are drawing in, it's getting slowly darker, and I don't think, as I sit here smelling on the breeze like the gentle waft of a barbecue coming in from a neighbouring garden, I don't think there's a song probably more suited on the podcast this week to quite that kind of laid-back summer vibe. That song is so laid-back, it's practically horizontal. That's Aldous Harding from New Zealand. The fifth album is out right now. It's called Train on the Island. From the album, new album, Train on the Island, out now on 4AD. That song was called Coats. It's been an interesting last few weeks, which is it's probably indicative of 2026 in itself. Last Friday, I stuffed myself into a suit again to attend a funeral, which makes it, I think, the fourth time this year I've been to either a wedding or a funeral. And that's a lot for me. I'm ready for 2026 to calm down. But the last few weeks I've been feeling either like I'm completely exhausted, or I have this feeling in my ankles, like this tension that makes me feel like my whole body just wants to run. And it doesn't know what it's running from, it just wants to expend all the energy that it can. So I've been kind of switching between having all this energy and being totally exhausted. I went to get a blood test, and amazingly, it came back as absolutely fine in every area. Thankfully, it's been August. There's been loads of, you know, stuff to kind of do, whether it's enjoy getting out, walking in nature. Or last weekend, my brother and my wife and I went to Wembley Stadium to watch the wrestling, All Elite Wrestling, which is really good, actually. It's a really international event. There was a woman behind us who, judging by her like running jacket, was from Sweden. The two guys next to me were from France. We met a man on the way out who was attending his first ever wrestling show, who'd flied over from, I think my wife said, Switzerland he'd come from. It's a true international event. Also last weekend, I went to, I spent a day at Fright Fest in Leicester Square, the horror film festival I try and attend every year. Just managed one day this year, but it was lovely to, it's just lovely to kind of hang out, to be able to get to go and see some directors talk about the pieces of art they've made, some actors and actresses doing their thing, and watching them just try and promote and get to see on the big screen these things that they've spent time making on various different budgets is a really good time. Oh, but this isn't supposed to be a podcast about exactly what I did with my August. This is supposed to be a music podcast. So let's get back to it, shall we? This is Brennan Weddle.
Shit's on point like adamantium up the sleeve. You are unmuted.
The new era. The new chapter. New chamber. Face off. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to come in by now, right? Alright. Hey yo. My raps are Kevlar, sparked a seminar. Czar set the bar, dark tints on the Death Star. I came from the dirt, not safe for work. How I got they brain buzzing like they taking perks. Check the framework, deck stands 30 on biz. You busy watching mine, should be working on his. The INS, it's no secret, I never stop. Burn like the eternal flame, forever hot. Disconnect the dots, it ain't hard to tell. Czar face cartel, stay dropping the bombshell. And all is well, that's until they stop buying. I'm re-up, supplying demand, my stock rising. Rap assassin, I ain't asked to be the shooter. One shot kill and then I land in the Aruba. The Firebird, sending heads to the burn unit. This heater leave your perm ruin, better learn,
yo,
stupid.
Yo, Stefan with the pink skin, how I get my dicks in. You be on your spud web, time to put the bigs in. Smiling with the big grin, Sarkis Wings can be on. How soon the cow long, big shout to anyone. Y'all be doing super bad, like the Duke ad. With Cooper Flag in a do-rag, now Google that. Now they took the post down, now it's a ghost town. If we were to throw down, it wouldn't be close now. KO round one, just give me a gold crown. The lyrics 357, like we in Oak Town. Now listen, y'all, when I say you want a box, I'm looking to throw.
Let's go.
When you say you want a box, you talking food to go. My reign is undisputable. You, sir, delusional, and you should know it's evident that you devour feculence. I'm laid up on your severance in your girl's room. And I hit it, then I'm outie like I left fluent. The best human for the job. I take the lead, I'm major league. Like the king, I threw at a tambourine with Peyton Reed.
I ride a bell horse with a face like course. It's the source, not the latest news. I'm divorced on the truth. News tied on the course, brand shuffle boost. Kick a stool with the force, leaves me from the loop. Got your crayons out like you're ready to draw. Go ahead, shoot. See the finger twitch, I'ma switch six. I ain't claw, been out in the cold so long. I am the law, like Billy the Kid, smoking the hole's forehead. I am raw, I am floor. What is more, came for blood in a flash. You get dashed, karambit. Chugging the femoral to the gambit. Material spray from the karate to the seated. You feeling the copperhead, you copping lead. When I'm dropping it, striking out like these moccasins. Stopping dead in the flood of watershed, writing to that music. Nothing left but the truth, kid, let's use it.
Low is in trees, leaving brothers grim. Yo, how they kill the body and still party like it wasn't them.
Brothers grim, brothers
it's
grim.
It's the brothers grim. Yo, how they kill the body,
jumping
like a rascal kid. Low is in trees, leaving brothers grim. Yo, how they kill the body and still party like it wasn't them.
Low is in trees, leaving brothers grim. Cause I'm colossal, similar like a rascal kid. Rascal kid.
Shit's on point like adamantium on the sleep.
Still to come on the podcast this week, we've got a sea shanty, we've got kind of stadium rock, we've also got Remy Wolf absolutely letting her lungs go on a song that I absolutely love. Stick with us, but let's talk about those two songs first, shall we? The first of the two songs you heard, Brennan Weddle, taken from her self-titled album, which came out recently. That was called Pretty Little Fantasy. I really love that. I wasn't familiar with who Brennan Weddle was until recently when she did a song with Waxahachie. And then I looked into it a little bit. She's from Nashville. Looking forward to checking out the rest of that album. And then you just heard the return of Sarface, surely one of the greatest hip-hop acts of the modern era. Sarface are a super group, if you're not familiar with them already. 7L and Esoteric, along with Inspector Deck, formerly of the Wu-Tang Clan. They specialize in, occasionally they do songs by themselves, but they do kind of specialize in doing almost like mashup projects. They will get where they'll do Sarface meets, and then they'll have like a guest that they've kind of made the album with. For example, Sarface meets Metalface with the late MF Doom is a superb album. This is the song you just heard is taken from a new album called Sarface Meets Frankie Pulitzer. It's a slightly more collaborative album than I think we're normally used to, because they've roped in Busta Rhymes and Method Man. Also, LP is on there from Run the Jewels. But yeah, so you just heard Brothers Grimm from the album Sarface Meets Frankie Pulitzer. And Frankie Pulitzer is, of course, Tom Hardy is Frankie Pulitzer. That's right, you've just heard Tom Hardy rapping. I wasn't I wasn't that familiar with the work of Frankie Pulitzer, and when I put in "Who is Frankie Pulitzer" into Google, and it told me that it was Hollywood actor Tom Hardy, I just assumed that AI was having some kind of bullshit moment where it's lost its mind. But no, I verified it. Several different sources. It's actually true. Frankie Pulitzer is Tom Hardy. That was Brothers Grimm. Starface meets Frankie Pulitzer. I have now four words for you. Praise Jesus. Hail Reagan.
She wrote her pin down and handed her phone to the border officer, and he had some questions. Country of origin, why are your kids so upset? Where are you staying? She quickly answered with a liberal dad. Father, in a Baptist backwater congregation, and the guard sang, "Praise Jesus! Hail Reagan!" From a place that's on this list they handed out, so you're not worth saving. I know you'll die before your time, and I hate to see it, but it's not my problem. Under the compound, under the counselor's house, under the washing machine, under the driveway, a stolen flare gun and 40 liters of deionized water and Bibles from China. He sang in broken cords, broken camcorders, and decide to ignore the commands of the Lord when they stop us from scoring. Praise Jesus, you're poor and dirty. If you were close to God, you'd already be rich, and you'd be clean, and you'd be worthy. Sadly, you come from far away, and you don't meet criteria for entry. But I'm really sorry, and that's what matters. Now get off of my country. Our God is an awesome God to hang with. My pastor told me God said I was cool, and that my feelings bear the weight of moral sanction, that all we have to do is praise Jesus, spread the gospel, anticipate the second coming of the Lord. Load our rifles. I know your baby's sick, and we stole every doctor on the planet. But it's not my problem. It's not my problem. It's not my problem. God damn it. Praise Jesus. Hail Reagan. Praise Jesus. Hail Reagan. Praise Jesus. Hail Reagan. Praise Jesus. Hail Reagan. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus! Hail Reagan! That is Emperor X, who is reasonably new to me, but apparently has been doing this kind of thing for almost 30 years. I think he's been performing under the Emperor X name. That's taken from an album called Unified Field, which came out a couple of months ago. I love that kind of lo-fi, DIY, like indie punk kind of sound. I went to see Jeff Lewis the other day, who's also kind of like reasonably, not reasonably, he's also very, very anti-folk. That was really cool. I love live music. And indeed, I'm going to go and see Emperor X. He's main support to Cheekface, one of my favorite bands in the world. Instead of going to London this time around, though, I'm going to go to their Bristol show to give me a chance to hook up with Edit Radio's own Barry Dolan, who I love dearly. We're going to go to a gig. We're going to smash a Nando's. It's going to be an absolutely amazing time. And I can't wait to see him in November. And indeed, I'm going to be seeing Barry in a few weeks' time, because I'm playing at the Oxygen Thief 20th anniversary show, which is coming up on Saturday, 26th of September. So lots of fun Barry Dolan times in my future, and lots of fun live music in my future as well. Because sometimes to get the very best out of music, you have to listen to it live.
Hello, everyone. My name is Remy Wolf. And this is my song called Toro. Dancing around and spilling wine, you look good in my hotel robe. Steam in the shower, singing slide, wash your bone, I'm gonna need a little bit more soap. I fly to Miami in the morning, we could make this one count. And you're so heavy, I'm horny, and I'm not worried about the sound. You're waking up the people down the hall, you're a bull, and I can't help but saying Toro, Toro. And when they buzz me for the lobby call, I'm drooling like a rabid dog, and I'm screaming out, baby, now hold me down, give me what I want. I fly to my Miami in the morning, we could make this one count. And you're so heavy, I'm horny, and I'm not worried about the sound.
1778, how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett, cried the town, how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both men eggs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
See, sometimes you just need to get some live music in your ears. You just heard Stan Rogers with a beautiful sea shanty that he sung just for you. Barrett's Privateers is the name of the song, taken from an album called The Very Best of Stan Rogers. That would have been recorded, I guess, that song, in the late 70s or maybe early 80s. He died in the early 80s, so it's been a while now. Stan Rogers, Barrett's Privateers. I've got time for a sea shanty, I think, as long as it's a good one, and in moderation. Before Stan Rogers, you heard the incredible vocal performance from Remy Wolf. The song is called Toro. That's taken from Remy Wolf's Tiny Desk concert that she did for NPR a couple of years ago. I don't always get on with the album versions, like the fully produced work of Remy Wolf. So when I saw that she'd done a Tiny Desk concert, and she had a chance to let loose those vocal cords, I was all in. I was so excited, and that's a great version of the song. If you're not familiar with the Tiny Desk concert series, it's run by the American public broadcaster NPR. When touring acts are coming through, they get them to come into the NPR offices. They put them in a corner of the office behind a tiny desk, hence the name, and then they just perform, often scaled back or stripped back or rearranged sets compared to what they would normally do. And it's a great chance to see bands that you think you know in like a really stripped back, pared back kind of environment. And that was a great time for Remy Wolf to shine. Remy Wolf, Toro. if you're interested in hearing more NPR Tiny Desk stuff, they've got such a wide variety of acts that have visited them over the years. Put it into your Google machine, NPR Tiny Desk. But don't do it yet, because there's still two songs to go.
I like to up in the blues. I like heavy metal song. Tell me why I've got to choose which side of your fence I'm on. Are you with me?
Take this opportunity to say,
you can be a man of faith, or you can be a hired gun. You be 1988 and I'll be 1941. Quit acting like a mama's boy instead of your father's son.
Joel Plaskett, Emergency. Yet another example of why Canadians are some of the finest musicians in the world. From the album Ashtray Rock, which is not new, but is relatively new to me. That song was called Penny for Your Thoughts. And it's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've had a great time. I hope you have too. I am going to be back in October for my next podcast. But Tom Crook and the gang will be here next week for their usual slot on the whole podcast rota. They'll be fresh from their appearance at this weekend's Bunkfest in Wallingford, so maybe they'll have some cool stories to tell as well. The next time you hear from me, I will have not only seen Barry and played at his gig, which I'm very much looking forward to, I also will have seen the band Cake for the first time in many, many years at the Roundhouse in London, which I'm really looking forward to. And I will have also played a gig with Dick Valentine from the Electric Six, which is another thing I'm looking forward to. And then, eventually, I will record a podcast and I'll tell you all about it, and I will sound very, very, very tired. I am going to leave you with a song from the new album from Sylvain Esso. The new album from Sylvain Esso is called Ow, and then has an infinity symbol at the end. They're out of North Carolina, and I'm a big, big fan. And on this balmy end of summer evening, I can't think of a better way to end the podcast than to play their new song, Concrete Glen. All that remains is for me to say, take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye.
At the party, I fell down the stairs again, over my party dress and into concrete glen. The streetlights, the river, the honking, the birds, the many, many people, fishes coming up for air. Who'd have thought a river'd come and take me away? Who'd have thought I'd sink into it down deeper in the clay? Who'd have tried to pull me back, reaching out for me? When I'm smiling through the icy flows, light reflecting off my teeth. Baby, look around, it's your first time in it. Oh, you like the sound, it's your first time, don't you? Kiss you on the mouth, swallow you down. Concrete glen, never let you out. Baby, look around, it's your first time in it. Oh, you like the sound of your first time, don't you? Kiss you on the mouth, swallow you down. Concrete glen, never let you out. Never let you lay out. Lay out. Lay out. Lay out. Never let you lay out.
At the party, I'm talking and taking a sip. I pull on a cigarette, it's sticking to my lip. Surrounded by the laughter, surrounded by my friends. But in my eyes reflected, there shines a concrete glen. Baby, look around, it's your first time in it. Oh, you like the sound, it's your first time.